This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Hour number two, thank you, Lee Elsie. For hour number one, Lee Elsie out of WJJF in New London, Connecticut, my guest hostess, host with the mostest. Yeah, I'm used to saying hostess with the mostest. It's kind of a funny phrase, but he's my host with the mostest in Connecticut, up and down the I-95, our East Coast hub, our East Coast flagship, WJJF, our West Coast flagship, of course, right here, KBET 790 AM here in Las Vegas. The Root's on fire. The hottest news stories in America in order. Number one, the one you'll never get in the mainstream media. Proof that the media is bought and sold and owned by communists. And they are communists, all of them. But now we have proof. Named and shamed. The journalists who went on Chinese Communist Party junkets and then delivered favorable coverage. Unearthed documents from one of the leading Chinese Communist Party propaganda groups reveal the names of mainstream U.S. journalists taking junkets from the group in exchange for favorable coverage. The National Pulse is exclusively revealing. The trips often came just before opinion editorials and news reports excusing Communist Party crimes or opposing trade shutdowns with the United States and China. The China-United States Exchange Foundation, C-U-S-E-F, China-U.S. Exchange Foundation, C-U-S-E-F, was founded by the vice chairman of the highest-ranking entity overseeing Chinese Communist Party's United Front Department, an effort which aims to co-opt and neutralize sources of opposition to the policies and authority of the Chinese government. In other words, Nazi-level brainwashing, Soviet-level propaganda and brainwashing, and they paid off United States journalists to report favorably on the Chinese Communist Party, and I'm sure it wasn't much of a lift. You know why? Because they're all communists anyway. The National Pulse can now exclusively reveal Western journalists, including those praised by President Biden and married to potential members of his White House, who are listed as having accepted trips from the Chinese Communist Party influence group. The newsletter from 2009 and 10 reveals the following journalists. Vox co-founder and New York Times columnist Ezra Klein. Vox co-founder Matthew Yglesias. CNN senior political analyst and Atlantic senior editor Ronald Brownstein. New York Times reporter Bradford Plummer. Associated Press VP and editor Marjorie Miller. The Hill editor-at-large Steve Clemens. Former NPR senior editor Marilyn Geewax. Former Newsweek's and Wall Street Journal Marketplace editor Kathleen Devaney, former U.S. News and World Report correspondent Tom Omistad, Chicago Tribune columnist editorial writer Steve Chapman, former National Journal correspondent Bruce Stokes, who is the husband of President Biden's Deputy Secretary of State nominee, who has also taken trips paid for by CUSEF, Communist Group. Wow. And then Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Washington Bureau Chief Craig Gilbert, and The Week columnist Shika Dalmia. Washington Post columnist Catherine Rampel also identified herself as accepting CUSEF trips, bearing a disclaimer on the bottom of two articles, The U.S. and China Fight for Second Place, and The Olympics Gives China a Second Chance at Human Rights Reforms. And she put a disclosure at the bottom. My trip is being paid for by the China-United States Exchange Foundation, a Hong Kong-based nonprofit that aims to improve America's understanding of China. Isn't that funny? Trip participant Shika Dalmia penned an op-ed entitled China. Who has also lauded the Chinese Communist Party's climate change efforts, penning pieces entitled China's ambitious plan to limit carbon emissions explain. Similarly, Bruce Stokes has shared articles warning that decoupling from China would backfire. And Catherine Rampell has authored op-eds such as opinion, Team Trump should be careful what it wishes for China. Ezra Klein appeared to celebrate the Chinese Communist Party's COVID response, tweeting, I keep hearing that China bought us some real time and our government wasted it doing nothing and downplaying the threat. Wow. Fellow Vox co-founder Matthew Yglesias also tweeted about wanting to give party flunkies notes on how to better craft propaganda and that Moody's, S&P, and the People's Bank of China should just run the government. At the time of the trip, Yglesias was a blogger with the Center for American Progress, home to many members of the Biden White House, and counts Stacey Abrams as a board member. Communists all. Steve Chapman, who crusaded against Trump's trade war, tweeted that China may have had a bad human rights record, but you don't have to take off your shoes for airport security. Chapman also wrote a now-deleted article that outlined the case for buying U.S. Olympic outfits from China. Ronald Brownstein pushed back against criticism of China and the World Health Organization's handling of COVID-19. He said Trump's latest offensive to blame 100K American dead people on China and WHO handling of Wuhan virus is not only a return to familiar cultural racial polarization, but also the latest reminder that when all you have is a hammer, literally everything looks like a nail. The comments followed Brownstein authoring a CNN op-ed attacking Trump's trade war with China. Marilyn G-Wax leveraged her NPR credentials to become a visiting professor at the Global Business Journalism School hosted at a university in China, which was the president of China's alma mater. All roads lead to Biden. In addition to the spouse of the potential deputy secretary of state appearing on the list, a journalist on the list, Steve Clemens, has been praised by President Biden. Wow. Biden told the Chinese Communist Party counterpart Clemens was a very important man that he should really want to speak to. What a joke. What a joke. He told the vice president of China you should speak to him. He's the only one you really want to speak to. Seriously. Isn't that bizarre? Isn't that amazing? These people are all bought and paid for. I told you, I said it in my speech yesterday, and I got a standing ovation in front of the Federation of Republican Women of Nevada. Biden is owned by the Chinese Communist Party and the Mexican drug cartel, and the two of them are in bed together. Because the Mexican drug cartel brings fentanyl into our country. They make billions of dollars. And fentanyl is produced in China and shipped to America by China. Wow. What a story. That's amazing. I've said this for so long. It is absolutely positively true. The United States of America is now being run by Communist Chinese Party and the Communist Chinese leaders. Here's the good news. Arizona Senate's audit of Maricopa County's 2020 election results is ready to go. You can watch from your iPhone or home computer. This may be the most transparent audit in U.S. history. The auditors selected by the Arizona Senate are providing video access to the world of their audit activities in real time. Folks, this is going to prove to you the entire election was stolen. When you see that Maricopa County was stolen, then you know that Clark County, Nevada was stolen. Then you know that Wisconsin was stolen. Then you know that Michigan was stolen. Then you know that Pennsylvania was stolen. Then you know that Georgia was stolen. It's all going to come out. And that's why they're so upset. That's why the most important thing in the world is to lie, obfuscate, deny. There was never a steal. There was never rigging. The election was on the up and up. Anyone who says otherwise is crazy. Anyone who says otherwise should be taken off the air. Folks, I'll say it again and again and again. The election was stolen. I wasn't born yesterday. First of all, I'm a professional gambler who's bet millions of dollars in my lifetime on sports. And I know that when the game's over, the game's over. You don't go in the locker room after the game and suddenly find 20 extra points with no witnesses present. And then change the outcome of the final score. That's what Democrats did when they stopped the counting at 12 midnight on election night. And we woke up the next morning to find out Biden had won Michigan and Wisconsin. And was about to win Georgia and Pennsylvania. The most incredible fraud in the history of voting. And I know what happened in Nevada because I live here and I know that illegals are all voting. I know everything about it. There's no big scam here. It's simple. They go to DMV, they get a driver's license, they're automatically registered to vote. That's it, they can now vote. So you're trying to tell me illegals don't vote, but they're all voting in Nevada. They got a driver's license, and they automatically are registered to vote. So that's the big scam all over this country in places like Clark County and Maricopa County, Phoenix, Clark County here in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's all you need is a few thousand, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 illegals, and you get the state. That's it. And that's assuming that I'm voting five times with mail-in ballot. What an outrage. What an outrage. Amazing. What a country we live in. You can steal elections right out in the open and nobody cares. They are so hysterical when someone like me keeps bringing up that the election was stolen. And they are so hysterical that it should be censored. You should be kicked off Twitter. You should be kicked off of Facebook. You're not allowed to say the election was stolen. Why? Why are they so scared that people will say that? And why are they so scared of audits? They don't want audits. Oh, my God, they're going to audit Maricopa. We've got to stop it at all costs. Why? That's the sign. There it is, right there. All right, with that, I move to Columbus, Ohio, and LeBron James, who thinks it's his right to tweet out a photo of the policeman who's a hero, who shot a girl who happened to be black. Yeah, she's black. So what? I think what matters, she had a knife in her hand. The knife might have been white. I really don't care if it's white or black. Knives aren't racist. She was going to stab another girl. I believe the other girl was black. So, tell me, where's the racism? A white cop saved the life of a black girl. Where's the racism? Oh, but he shot a black girl. Are you not allowed to shoot people who are shooting or knifing others? Isn't that the job of a policeman? And yet LeBron James tweeted out his photo and said, you're next. As if you're going to go to jail for murder and we're going to kill you in prison. You'll be raped and murdered with a pipe in prison. We know what he meant. We know what's going on in this country. We know the hatred for police. And we know you stole the election. We know that China owns President Biden. I know these things to be true. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound. You. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Rockstar saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code Rockstar.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
By the way, I don't mean to tell you I told you so, but I always said, you know, mask is a personal decision. I'm not a big fan of masks. I don't want to wear masks. I think masks are filthy. I don't think they do anything, but certainly nobody ever has to wear a mask outdoors, ever. New article out at Reason Magazine, the Libertarian Magazine. Experts agree that outdoor masking is completely useless. Useless. It's time to end outdoor masking. Transmissions do not take place between solitary individuals going for a walk, transitly passing each other on the street, a hiking trail, or a jogging track. And by the way, that goes for passing someone, you know, on the street, walking outside a shopping center, outside of Macy's, outside of Saks, outside of, you know, Burger King. That biker who whizzes by without a mask poses no danger to any of us, at least from a respiratory virus perspective. Experts have been preaching the importance of distinguishing between indoor and outdoor transmission risks since the early months of the pandemic. But now that the vaccination drive is underway, this article says, the expectation of universal outdoor masking almost becomes ridiculous. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease doctor at the University of Cal, San Francisco, told Slate, and Dr. Gandhi isn't alone, several epidemiologists have called for an end to outdoor mask mandates, which some 24 states still have in place. The Washington Post even reached the same conclusion. Washington Post said, even if one is worried about the risks right now, those risks will abate over the next month. More than half of all eligible Americans have received at least one coronavirus vaccine shot, which means by the end of May, more than half all Americans will be fully vaccinated. A growing body of evidence suggests fully vaccinated Americans highly unlikely vectors for transmitting the disease. This means the need for mask wearing should be reduced even further. As more and more vaccinated people feel comfortable going maskless outside, the social norm of putting on a mask will subside slowly and then suddenly. The evidence is clear. COVID-19 is a disease that spreads when humans breathe, talk, laugh, and sing in each other's faces during close indoor contact in poorly ventilated spaces. The outdoors are associated with very little transmission. All right? So there you go. And I'm not a fan of the vaccines either, but the vaccines are giving people confidence and freedom and choice, and that's good. And it's just absurd. It's as Tucker Carlson said on his show a couple weeks ago. You can't have it both ways. You can't say that you need to take a vaccine, and then when you take the vaccine, you still got to mask and socially distance and hide and lock in your home and never, ever, ever go to an indoor dining restaurant again. Either the vaccines work or they don't. If they work, then we could throw the masks away. And that's if you want to take the vaccine. The one thing no one should be compelled to do is take the vaccine. That's a personal medical decision under HIPAA law. You have no right to ask me or you or anyone else if they chose the vaccine or not. None of your gosh darn business. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And as a result, people lose fat fast, the fastest they've ever seen in their lives, while still eating many of the foods they love. Plus, they supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I've been on the program, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. Never been fat a day in my life. Didn't lose 25 pounds of fat on the outside of my body. Didn't look fat, but I lost 25 pounds on the inside of my body. And everyone who meets me, including yesterday at the Federation of Republican Women in Nevada speech that I gave, and when I walked in the door, people like gasped. They were like, oh my gosh, look at the shape you're in. How did you lose that much weight? Well, I didn't. On the scale, I've only lost 5 pounds. Because I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, which is unhealthy, dangerous fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. Join me. And lose that inner body fat. Lose your inside dangerous visceral fat. Call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention Warren, get 40% off. 40% off as a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. Call 888-444-8895 or go to energizedhealth.com. So much more to tell you about that attack in Columbus, Ohio, against a police officer. The attack was by LeBron James, and he wanted to dox and out that police officer and get him killed. And what's LeBron James worth? What, about $1 billion? Close to $1 billion? America's so bad to black people. That's why LeBron James has $1 billion for putting a ball in a basket and playing a kid's game. What a tough country. What a racist country. Now you can go killing white policemen. Might as well put the gun in your hands, man. Because that's what you did. You are personally responsible if someone hurts one hair on that hero policeman's head. Be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. fewer Americans are getting vaccinated against coronavirus. There's been an unprecedented drop in vaccinations over the past week, and the daily shots have slowed significantly for the first time since February. About 3 million Americans are getting vaccinated each day, which is an 11% drop in the 7-day average. The White House is promoting the 2-day climate change summit that's being hosted by President Biden. White House climate advisor Gina McCarthy telling reporters that transitioning to a green economy will reduce emissions while creating good new jobs.
Look, President Biden has always believed that tackling the climate crisis presents a valuable economic opportunity. And the fact is, creating jobs and tackling climate change go hand in hand.
Dozens of world leaders taking part in the event. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. We've got a guest with us, a medical expert, Dr. Robert Odell. His contact information, and by the way, he has clinics in Tennessee as well. His contact information is nvpainrelief.com, NV for Nevada, painrelief.com, or you can call him at 702-257-PAIN, 702-257-PAIN, which is 702-257-7246. Dr. Robert Odell, I believe you have clinics in what is it, Nashville, Tennessee?
No, in Knoxville and Gray, or in the Tri-Cities area.
Oh, great. Okay. And I'm assuming people fly in from all over the United States to your Las Vegas one anyway, right?
Well, they do. Yeah. People come. Somebody's coming from Malaysia or somewhere, I think, for a neuropathy treatment in a couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
Or whatever that's, what's that island off India? That island off India, I can't think of it now. But yeah.
I have no idea. I've never been to it. So I don't know. Great. That's cool. How did they find out about you? How does someone on an island off India find out about your pain clinic in Las Vegas, Nevada? I assume they're not listening to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Our name is all over the papers for the treatment of neuropathy. I co-developed this neuropathy treatment with the inventor of the device, and we've had like 8,000 reads of our papers. We've had a challenge getting paid for it here in the States with Medicare. I won at the administrative law judge level, but then they start taking money back from anyway. They don't follow their own rules. So we're, in court with that. But, of course, it's just me against the federal government, and they don't really care about patients. All they want to do is save money. And the thing is, the neuropathy treatment really works. And people just hear about it because our names are all over the place. And the problem here in the States is the funding, but we're working around it the best we can. And we're getting a lot of folks better.
By the way, are they flying in from Sri Lanka? That's the island off of India.
Sri Lanka. Yeah, that's where she's from. Yeah, she's a physician there. Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. Very good. Speaking of flying in, you do a tremendous amount of flying, and you're here to tell us as a MD who does tremendous amounts of flying back and forth between your clinics in Tennessee and your clinics in Las Vegas, Nevada, that flying is completely safe. You've been flying a lot, and flying is safe. Nobody should be worrying about flying. And the flights, by the way, are full to Las Vegas, just packed. Things are getting back to normal, right?
I know. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, and last March, I think, it stopped because of COVID, and I was, of course, able to devote my time to this clinic. But we started up again in August. Unfortunately, my partner there that owns the clinic passed away, and I literally had to go every week for about a month and a half. And then we've gotten some other providers to do the doctors to do the blocks, the injections, which is what I primarily do when I'm there. And in addition to oversight, and I've been flying every other week like clockwork from end of July through from mid September until yesterday, the day before yesterday. And I had any problems. I followed all the rules, wear the mask. Delta's maintained seat separation, which will end soon, but I don't think that really matters. Now, to be fair to the mask people, I haven't gotten any colds or flus or anything either. But I really want to strongly urge anyone who wants to fly to do so. Don't be afraid. It's safer than being in a crowded meeting while you're driving. The most dangerous part of my trip is driving from Knoxville to Johnson City area on Monday night to get to the other clinic. I mean, it's interesting too. When I left Sunday, there was a 2-page article in the Wall Street Journal about flight safety. There's not been an accident in this country by American carriers since that regional jet took off on the wrong runway in New York or on a taxiway. And the reason is, according to this article, which is well worth reading, is because of all the safety issues. Anytime there's an issue now, it's self-reported and it's not punitive. And it's really working. It's really working. They've changed the culture quietly.
Death,
unfortunately, was that lady sucked out when the jet exploded, but that really wasn't a crash. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that, we have the safest airline industry in the world, in the history of the world, and the odds of dying in an airplane crash are basically zero, and it's just amazing how safe it is, except that, United just announced that 50% of all their future pilots, they want to be either black or female. And all I could say to you is if you're black and female and you're qualified, I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. But if you're aiming just because someone's black or just because someone's female to make them a pilot, you know, and you're not going to stress anymore all the Air Force pilots and Navy pilots retired from the military as your safe pilots, I think they're making a tragic mistake. Affirmative action has no place in the airline pilot business when you're, you know, 300 lives are your responsibility. That's ridiculous. You're going to see, God forbid, you're going to see the first crashes in a long time when you pick people based on the color of their skin instead of how talented they are at flying an airplane. And if they're talented in black, great.
I know, but I hope that they put them through rigorous training, and I hope that that's sorted out, because I've seen physicians that are minorities that are outstanding. And I remember a guy in medical school who was an African-American who just couldn't do it. This was years ago at Stanford, but it was a shame. I felt so bad for him. He tried, but he just didn't have enough there. And I think in this case, it's the same rigorous principles, and they're a lot easier to measure with the types of devices they have now, these wonderful simulators. In fact, I like to go play in one sometime.
Well, look, Dr. Robert Adele, if my brain needed surgery tomorrow, I would check if Ben Carson was available. So there's no racism in me. There's no prejudice in me. I couldn't care less. I only care
about who is the
best. Who's the best? And I wish liberals would understand if you carried their theory out to its extreme, then you'd have to put people, you'd have to put a affirmative action quota system in place for quarterbacks in the NFL. And you'd have to have, 5'3" white quarterbacks who run the 40 in 52 minutes. And you know what? That doesn't work. Nobody would pay a ticket to watch a slow white quarterback who can't throw the football and has a weak arm. You want the best guy possible, whether he's white, whether he's black, whatever he may be or she may be, in any job or any career in America, you want the best. And it doesn't matter what their color is. So I'm with you if you say, let's add great black people, great Hispanic people, great gay people, great women. Great! As long as they have the same rigorous test as everybody else and you don't lower the standards.
One time I was on a feeder flight from Atlanta to Johnson City or the other direction, and both pilots were female. I was laughing. The flight attendant opened the door, and I was talking to both of them. It was kind of interesting. Both of them were female. And then the other day when I was on the plane, I gave this article to the flight attendant, who was a real crack-up, a lady from South Africa. And she, one of the women, the pilots was women. I said, hey, make sure when they're reading that, somebody else is flying. She said, that's okay. She can multitask. I tell you, it cracked me up. And she says she didn't have to stop for extra directions because she's a female. That lady had me laughing all the whole flight. Anyway, but it's just really
there's always talented people of every sex, every race. I mean, that's fine. Look, my fiance Cindy is a beautiful, beautiful gal, and she was one of the most successful laser saleswomen in the entire United States and North America. And she was the first, among the first ever women to do it. It was an all male business. They all hated her and treated her like garbage and tried to force her to leave and to quit her job. And she beat all the boys at their own job. She was a better saleswoman than all the men and made a lot of money because of it. So my point to you is I want only the best. I don't care if they're male, female, white, or black. But don't tell me you're hiring someone just because they're black or just because they're female, because that is wrong, because you don't know if you're going to get the best. Let them all compete together and pick the best of the best. That's all.
Yeah. Yep. What do you want to talk about, the reopening or the border crisis?
Let's talk about the reopening in Nevada, because, this show is all over the country, but it's also based here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and my flagship station is here, 790. Go ahead.
Yeah, 80% on May 1st, 100% on June 1st. I don't think there's really any difference between that, because most places, 80% full, they're happy as a clam, so that's good. Nevada is in the average for cases, hospitalizations, and death. And as we have said for a year, there's no relation to the science, but it's more about the power grabs of the governors to show how important they are, or how potent they are. I sincerely hope that this nonpartisan researchers will determine how inappropriate wholesale closings were. We do need a national commission, I know I'm speaking to the choir, to study this in a nonpartisan manner. Please look at the data, because data-driven decisions, not politically driven decisions, are decisions that benefits all of us. Dems, Republicans, independent, everyone. Government is not what is, government is not what it's supposed to be. It's not all, after all, government is supposed to do do that and not do all the other stupid things that it's doing.
Doc, if you look, we're talking to Dr. Robert Adell. He is the owner and medical director of neuropathy and pain centers in Las Vegas and also in Tennessee. If you look at statistics, proof, scientific proof, the states that lock down the most, and also, by the way, masked the most, have the most COVID, the most hospitalizations, and the most deaths, and at the very worst, you know, you could say, for my position, the worst you could say is there's no difference between the rates of death and hospitalizations and COVID in the states that didn't lock down as much, like Georgia and Florida, and of course, South Dakota, and the states that locked down the most, like New York and New Jersey and Illinois and Michigan and California. At the very worst, they locked down, they masked up, and they ruined people's lives, and they caused suicides, and they caused business failures, and they have the same amount of COVID. They didn't do any better. At the very best, you could say, for their argument.
I do, Wayne, want to say that some say Sisolak's decision was politically motivated. So what? It's the outcome, not the politics. But it's important. You know, many restaurants and venues operate around 80% and still do well. So I think May 1st, practically speaking, is really, really close to normal. And I'm telling you, I was so unhappy last year when there was no traffic on the road. And I'm ecstatic to be in a traffic jam now in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, Vegas is back. Traffic's heavy, especially on weekends.
Happy.
I know, we're back.
I'm so happy. Yeah, I'll never complain about a full plane again in my life, believe me.
Vegas is back, baby. Dr. Robert Adell, Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America in Las Vegas. Contact number 702-257-PAIN or go to nvpainrelief.com. Dr. Adell, thanks for coming on.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
If cancel culture and current pace will soon be nothing, the truth, the epic time, live, we ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the epic times keep truth alive.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. By the way, in segment number one of hour number three, coming up at a little bit after 5 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock East Coast time, our last hour, I'll talk to you about the stock market today, which tanked because of the announcement of Joe Biden's tax increases. A lot of people very upset about that. In the meantime, I want to get to a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I have said for years that liberalism is a mental illness, that liberals are mentally ill, they're whack jobs. They've all got Trump derangement syndrome. They're nutty. And sure enough, science proves that white liberals are more likely to have mental health problems. A majority of young white female liberals have a diagnosed mental health condition, according to Pew Research. What a shocker. What a shocker. March 2020. White liberals are significantly more likely than other racial and ideological groups to be diagnosed with a mental health condition. Who didn't know that? Every time you meet a white liberal, they're a nutcase, a nut job. You should put them in a straitjacket. The findings from a Pew Research Center survey published in March 2020 were the subject of a recent Twitter thread that inspired an EV magazine article on the possible scientific correlation between progressive ideas and mental illness. According to the survey, white liberals of all ages were more likely to have been diagnosed with a mental health condition compared with their moderate and conservative peers. The disparity was especially pronounced among young people aged 18 to 29. Nearly half of young white liberals, 46%, reported being diagnosed with mental health condition. That was significantly higher than the percentage of young white moderates, 26%, and young white conservatives, 21%, who reported a mental health diagnosis. Young white people who identified as very liberal were considerably more likely to report mental health problems, even compared with their peers who identified only as liberal. Think about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Think about Ilhan Omar. Think about Rashida Tlaib. These are mentally ill screw-ups, F-ups. They don't belong anywhere near the United States Congress. Mentally ill people. So just very, very interesting to see this number. Across all demographics, young white females who identified as liberal or very liberal were by far the most likely to report a mental health diagnosis. In fact, a majority of young white liberal women, 56% said they've been diagnosed with a mental health condition, compared to 28% of young moderate women and 27% of young conservative women. The ideological disparity was also present, although smaller, among young white men. Within this demographic, 34% of liberals reported mental health problems, compared with 22% of moderates and 16% of conservatives. There you go. I'm a white, straight, male, conservative Republican. And none of us have any mental problems. And you go find me a liberal, they're all whack jobs. And according to this, liberal women are far more mentally ill and whack job than conservative women or any sort of conservative men. It's no surprise. I could have told you that. Just meeting them. They're all nuts. Zach Goldberg, the doctoral candidate who dissected the Pew data on Twitter, suggested the disparity could be the result of white liberals being, quote, more likely to seek mental health evaluations. It could also indicate a genuine difference in personalities, he argued, given that white liberals are more likely to exhibit neuroticism, according to the data. I didn't write this thread to mock white liberals or their apparently disproportionate rate of mental illness, and you should either, Goldberg wrote. Rather, this is a question that's underexplored and which may shed light on attitudinal differences towards various social policies. The article in EV Magazine made some compelling points in response to Goldberg's thread, noting that liberal ideology often forces its followers to wallow in feelings of helplessness and victimhood, as opposed to building resiliency against hardship, which can be a crucial tool for combating anxiety and depression. White liberals in particular are often at the forefront of social justice movements that don't necessarily affect them directly, may be susceptible to white guilt, and are pretty much white guilt and savior narratives, which are pretty much as bad as any genuinely racist agenda, because it robs the very group they're trying to help of their own voice. As you can see, being a white liberal is a very hard thing. It's a burden. It's a burden. So there you have it, folks. White liberals are nuts. White female liberals are super nuts. And I could have told you that without ever seeing a single poll or a single study or hearing from a single expert. But here it is in black and white, a fact. Sponsor of this hour, by the way, of the Wayne Allyn Root Show is ASI for Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. You know why it's in so much peril? Because those mentally ill, liberal, very liberal, whack jobs are in the White House and running our country and running our economy. It's unbelievable. They think money grows on trees. I saw an article today, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, and they said it was Alan Blinder, a big liberal economist who always defended Obama and said how great it was under Obama. Now he says there's a massive economic resurgence because of Biden and all the money he's handed out. Yeah, you're right. I feel pretty good, too, when a $100,000 check comes from a credit card company, and I could just spend it without thinking about next year I'll have to clear bankruptcy, and I owe all the money back with interest, and they're going to come after me. Of course the economy's good when you hand out money and print money, but it's got to be paid back, and that's going to cause inflation, that's going to cause debt, and that's going to cause economic collapse. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. 50% less than the standard premium. 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. Or go to Asset Strategy.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.